The lack of childcare in Juneau has been a shock for Abigail Capistani and her 19-month-old toddler.
My husband and I moved here about a month ago, and we've been on a waiting list since February with no end in sight.
She moved from Louisiana, where, while she was pregnant, she signed up for childcare at a big church-run center. She says the daycare even had webcams so she could check in on her son remotely.
So then coming here, it was like, oh, there's very limited options.
She told the Assembly if she knew it would be this hard to get childcare, she and her Coast Guard husband probably wouldn't have come. That could change soon, as the Assembly went through the motions to adopt the ordinance.
Assembly action, Mr. Jesse Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of Ordinance Serial Number 2015-32, and I ask for unanimous consent.
Do we have unanimous consent? We have unanimous consent. So this ordinance has
Israel Keiko Gehring was beaming in the audience with a huge grin, fists clenched in a quiet victory. It was an ordinance she began lobbying for months ago after her plan to open a nursery school was stymied.
Currently in the code, schools and churches are allowed to operate in any residential zone, but daycares are not.
She and her husband had bought an old church to convert to the nursery school.
We weren't allowed to operate, and we wanted to change that, so I called the assembly members.
She says that was back in November. When the ordinance she lobbied for goes into effect, the key land use restriction that blocked her will be out of the way. Keiko Gehring already has business cards made up that say Gehring Nursery School. She hands me one, which catches Abigail Capistani's eye. She asks for one, too.
Yeah, are you going to be accepting applications for toddlers?
We are. That's all we accept as toddlers.
In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.